on BBC Radio Derby.
Spend your afternoon with Andy Potter on BBC Radio Derby.
3:15. Earlier this week, the route the Olympic torch will take through Derbyshire and East Staffordshire was announced. Now, it's hoped next summer's Games will inspire people to get involved in sport and leave us the legacy of a fit and healthy population. And that's where South Derbyshire's Village Games comes into play. BBC Radio Derby's Ian Williams has been to Willington to find out exactly what they are and to meet the lady in charge of them.
Yeah,
the coffees.
Mine, please. Thank you. My name is Tony Anchenko. I'm the South Derbyshire Village Games Coordinator for the Community Sports Trust. What I do is go into villages and help local people set up sports and activities.
Now, we're sat in a little cafe in Willington, keeping out of the cold today, Tony. It's the day that the Olympic torch route has been announced, so we're going big on the Olympics. Does that make a big difference to what you're doing at the moment? Is it all aimed towards the summer next year?
A lot of it's aimed towards the summer. We've got a Youth Olympics with local youth groups that we've set up in the area coming together and competing in the Olympics. But it's also about the local people getting together and becoming more active. The Olympics gives us a focus point for all the different sports and organisations to come together.
So you merely use the event as almost a rallying call to people to get them, to try and encourage them to get involved?
Yeah, hopefully. They'll see all the different sports on the television and hear about what's happening, and they'll all want to come together and start trying those different sports out.
Now, I know that's the aim, the government, the people running the Olympics, everyone wants kind of more involvement, kids, you know, outside, off the city, etc, etc. Why is your job different here in South Derbyshire?
Well, with the Village Games, we don't work from a distance. We come into the communities. Most of our work's done in the villages, talking to the local people and finding out what they want to do.
Do they need help and support then here more than anywhere else? What is it about a rural area that means it's a little bit different and you needs your input?
You find in a rural area there's no big leisure centres. They might have a village hall. They've not got the backup of the big towns and big town cities. So in the rural communities, I'm just here as a catalyst that just helps put it together for them.
So can you give me some examples of the kind of things that either A, you've already got, or B, you would like?
In Willington, we've got a youth club up and running which gets 50 children each week at least. They're providing sports and activities for all different people. We've got table tennis, Zumba, Tai Chi. I would like some more sports orientated things such as rounders, quick cricket, not competitive sports but recreational things.
Now I know there's one example of a running group that's just been set up here. So is that the kind of thing you're after?
Yeah, in Willington we've got two fantastic young ladies with lots and lots of energy that are going to set up a running group right here in Willington. Hopefully we're going to encourage all the local people to join in and have some fun.
What kind of support can you offer people who do those kind of things?
If they need funding, I can point them in the direction for all the different funding opportunities that there are. If they need help promoting the ideas, setting things up, going on courses, point them in the directions of where they need, or if they sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. And I can be here for just about anything they want.